John, in the last podcast, we were talking about connections, and in particular, the connections between school, community, and family that make a good education. And yet, in 2013, if you were to look at the education landscape in the UK, you could reasonably suggest that we don't seem to be making those connections at all. Why is that, do you think?
Yes, I actually always use this analogy of a three-legged stool, balanced education. Now, okay, I'm probably older than most people listening to this conversation, but I was brought up with teachers who actually believed that what was necessary in education was not just to teach subjects for the sake of teaching subjects, but teaching subjects to help the human personality to evolve and to grow. And that was very much the message of the late 1950s. How, in fact, do we use the composite of what happens to a child in the home, school and community to get that coming together? Now, that has concerned me throughout my working life, and this is why I've been involved in many kinds of research in different places. And about 15 years ago, I was invited to Downing Street to describe all of this. And I think I managed quite well, but the man who was in charge, summing it up to afterwards, said, you know, I really can't fault your argument. I think what you're talking about is probably ethically correct, and educationally I'm sure it's totally right. But the system you're calling for would require very good teachers. We don't think there'll ever be enough very good teachers. And therefore we're going for a teacher-proof way of running schools. That way we'll get our side of the bargain right. And that thinking has gone on for the last 15 years, and I think it was starting a good 5 years before that. In other words, if you don't really believe that the home and the community matter, then you cram everything into the schools. Now, time and time again, I've tried talking this one through in various places and writing various pieces on it. But 3 years ago, I wrote an interesting piece entitled, "It's Really Very Simple: The Solution to England's Educational Problems." And those solutions are actually very straightforward, and I'm going to publish it on the document that you can follow after this. It actually requires people going back into deeper thinking and not saying, let the school do everything, because it can't. The school is not designed for that, never would be. After all, we're not preparing children to go and live in schools for the rest of their lives. We should be preparing children to be damn good citizens and very good family members. And therefore we've got to have a different environment. It really is quite simple, but it requires some very bold steps. And therefore, when people finish listening to this, I updated the document of 3 years ago, a couple of nights ago. And I really think it's a good thing for people to look at. It starts a bigger conversation than just the one. It's all about the connections between different parts of a child's experience.
In the paper, it's really very simple that you just mentioned, John. You say the solution to England's education problem will be very simple once the country comes to appreciate the damage still being done by two 19th century myths that haunt everyday thinking. So what are those myths?
Well, the first one was the famous one, Queen Victoria saying little children should be seen and not heard. And that suggested that youngsters don't matter very much. The second part of the myth was the way the Victorians tried to escape from that. The wealthy Victorians said, let's get rid of our adolescent children and send them off to boarding schools. And so the myth has grown up in England that secondary education is more important. And secondly, that actually the affairs of the home don't really matter very much. Now, that problem is being further understood in recent years by the material coming out of neurobiology, which is saying that actually the way the brain starts to work when it's very young suggests how it's going to go later on. So the really important thing is get it right at the very beginning, which of course is what Confucius said, it's what loads of people have said for a very, very long time. But now we can actually see from the way the brain works that that's actually what it's happening. We're now also seeing from how the brain works that actually the clone-like learning of the earliest years of life is essential to build up in the child the confidence to start doing things for themselves. But if they don't have the chance of doing things for themselves, then in fact that's floundered. And of course, the Victorian boarding school, and in many senses the secondary schools, and certainly what happened in America, the secondary school was designed to keep children out of trouble. We don't want children wandering around the streets thinking in terms of what they actually want to do for themselves. But what we're discovering now is, of course, the need to work out how to do it for yourself, the apprenticeship approach to life, is what is really very, very necessary. Now, we do run into a very real problem now in 2013, when there's an increasing number of cognitive scientists who are trying to teach treat the brain as if it was a machine, inputs, outputs. And this is the argument I'm having with Daniel Willingham in the States. We are more than machines. We are more than learning machines. We are people with brains that integrate emotional affairs, cognitive affairs, social affairs, general fascination with life. Now, that's where we start. If the school works on the principle of ignoring so much of that and saying, we don't really want you to have a life outside school, just listen to what we will tell you. We will program you completely. If you program people completely, then you can get into the situation which the National Health Service is getting into in Britain at the moment, where it's full of instructions to do this, that, and everything else. People are so busy following the instructions that they don't think about the difficulties they're getting into. And so, yes, it really is very simple, providing you have a much better idea of what the human brain is capable of.